So this elderly priest who was having a vocations crisis back in the day, so he thought, you know what, I feel like I'm about to leave the priesthood. But as one last-ditch effort to salvage his vocation and his ministry, he went on this private retreat. And just imagine the mindset. He had every expectation that at the end of this retreat, I will leave the priesthood. And so as you imagine, honest, naming all these things he hated about his life, his ministry, and so on and so forth. Lord, I hate the bishop. I hate the diocese. I hate my fellow priests. I hate the people of God. They are so annoying. This is not me, this is someone else, right? I'm really frustrated with all these things I'm going through, wall-to-wall stress, loneliness, on and on and on, until I'm done. I've emptied my heart out to the Lord. And at the end, he felt that the Lord was saying to him, yes, but. Like, I hear what you're saying. I feel your pain. I'm with you in that, Emmanuel, right? At the same time, yes, but. Do you believe in me? And do you trust me? And do you love me? And the priest, he was surprised. He was like, actually, yes. I do believe in you. I do trust you. I do love you. And so he continued on, and he's still an amazing priest to this day. I love that story because it speaks to the common human experience, right? Just to call a spade, everyone is afraid of suffering. Everyone is afraid of suffering, but the reality is, your love is greater than your fear. Your desire to suffer with the Lord and for the Lord is actually greater. Your desire to live the courageous life, the heroic life, is actually greater. It might not feel like that, but it's actually true. Christian anthropology, right? It's a variation of what St. Augustine says. The human heart truly is restless until it rests in the Lord. But you have to discover that reality for yourself. Discover the thing that was always true and then own it. And how do you do that? You have the courage to walk through your painful and broken and weary heart with the Lord in a spirit and prayer of lament. Until eventually, in time, in your own way, you too can say to the Lord, my Lord, my God.